Hey, I'm Zale, host of Preconceived, a podcast that challenges the preconceptions that shape how we view the world. Preconceived examines both our approach to major life choices, but also our perspectives on issues to which we may have been overly conditioned towards certain opinions. Each episode features a different topic, with experts, researchers, and luminaries in their respective fields. We think you will especially enjoy recent episodes on polyamory, regretting parenthood, dopamine nation, and myths of the beauty industry. Find Preconceived wherever you get your podcasts.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, baby.
Hello, my loves.
Say hello, donut. Don't bite the mic.
You don't bite the mic, you little toot.
So we have a new addition to the Termion family.
If you're watching on Patreon, you can see my little donut bub here. Mm-hmm. If you follow me on Instagram, you've fucking surely seen him. But if you want to see him in the studio, you can go to patreon.com/termion. And watch the foreplay for today's episode. He's so fucking cute. You're right, though. In photos, it is like you can't see his eyes. Like he's so dark and so full of just wavy, curly hair that he just can't. You can't see his eyes, but he has these beautiful cosmic eyes.
Yeah,
they're
his
very
eyes,
spacey.
They're piercing when you can see them piercing
right,
through his
fur.
Hi, baby donut. Come here. He just got my nose. I feel like my nose might be bleeding a little bit. He just got his little tooth right inside my nostril.
Little razors, fucking razors in that dog mouth.
Baby teeth.
Those are intense.
And we are in love.
Yeah, he's pretty cute. He's in terms of, I mean, this is now turning into a fucking puppy podcast, but in terms of his like demeanor, he's super fucking chill. He's super chill.
I think it's nurture. I mean, Bigby was the same. I think it just comes with you being the, I mean, not, it's not only that. We've all known chill people that have ended up with small hellion
very
dogs.
Not chill. Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, no, I mean, gotta watch him. Tried to eat my phone charger the other day.
Yeah. Yeah. He's,
and Rose,
you definitely got to watch him.
Rose sort of looks at him like he's like a gopher or some other smallish rodent-y animal that she would like to hunt. But they were playing together tug of war, which is really just Rose ripping just out of his mouth and
tossing him about. Mm-hmm.
But it's pretty cute. Makes our lives really special.
It does. It is very special. I'm feeling very, very happy to have this little fucker in my life. But let's not dwell on this dog thing any longer.
This is so weird.
Yeah, but don't say that it's weird, Brad, because the people that are listening don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
But the people who are watching or the people who are listening and are like, wait a minute, what's she talking about? They'll be the ones who sign up for Patreon so that they can see.
Oh, my God.
That's what I think.
Okay. So moving along then. today we've got a fun conversation that we're going to throw to all about... Brian, well, why don't you, you've got a little, this is a little more pertinent to you in your life right now. Why don't you give a little intro to what we're getting into?
Well, I was super intrigued by when this potential guest, reached out.
Leave that alone.
Sorry, go ahead.
When Lee Jagger, who's our guest today, reached out as America's erotic massage coach.
Yeah.
I think that's the title. I was very intrigued because obviously I'm going into massage school. Just chewing on metal. I didn't want to start that way because what I wanted to make really clear is that I know the difference between massage therapy.
Because you're going to school for happy endings, right? That's your whole, like, that's the...
So as prep for my school, I had to interview a number of registered massage therapists, both for funding reasons and for just my own curiosity about what the job entails. And I think I already mentioned this on the show, but one thing that really surprised me is that how frequently it came up that that it's likely that I will meet some people who still think that if I say massage, they think automatically something erotic. With a happy ending.
Yeah.
And I didn't anticipate that. I just figured that we all accepted massage therapy as, you know, it's covered by a lot of insurance plans. Like, we recognize that it's like a legit form of therapy. But
how often do you think massage therapists run into that?
Well, I don't know.
Our friend, who I don't remember if we used their real name when they were on the show. Who is a massage therapist who talked about kind of having run-ins with clients where they were like, so can we do a little extra at the end? And she has very, very strict and very strong boundaries and was like, absolutely fucking not. But, this is not what I do. But I remember hearing her say that and being like, God damn, how many fucking massage therapists have to deal with that shit?
Well, enough people told me about it. And enough people have said you just got to have really good, clear professional boundaries and be able to communicate them.
Right.
And I think that's fair. I mean, from my limited research, so I started yesterday. So we had this conversation with Lee yesterday or the day before, and I was like, "What is the history of massage therapy?" And so I looked it up, as you do, on Wikipedia, and one interesting little stat that I came across was that the 1984 Olympic Games in Los Angeles was the first time there was any televised coverage of athletes receiving massage therapy as sort of a part of the whole.
Receiving massage therapy or receiving massage?
See, you can't look. What we're trying to do is diffuse any potential.
Hey, I'm asking for real because apparently the Olympic Village is just a crazy fuck fest. Yeah. So I don't know.
Yeah, it's true. Maybe that was a bad example, but massage.
No, it wasn't. I'm just being a piece of shit.
But massage as a therapeutic approach has been referenced and seen as early as like 4,000 years ago in different cultures, and usually referenced to some sort of like rubbing of oils or something like that on warriors when they came back or
I wonder if it looked a lot different. I think about whenever I think about these things from like a historical perspective, I always think. You know, it's like when we look at people dance today versus when we look at people dance in the 1950s.
Yeah, right.
Those are two very different ways of moving your body, but they're the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, could the same be said for like the ways we massage? Like, are people just massaging with their fucking foreheads like, no, you know, on other people.
Guaranteed, or that is not what's
guaranteed?
Happening.
Guaranteed? Oh,
in the images, like the artwork that's recorded from as far back as we can see, it's a lot of hands on feet. It looks like that's how it starts.
Okay.
So
yeah, sure.
The principles of like kneading and rubbing.
So no kneading with the chin?
I don't think that has ever been a technique. However, when you started talking and asking about that, it made me wonder if, like so many areas of life, if maybe that sort of rubbing or kneading could have easily led into a happy ending without anybody registering that was like two different things, you know,
how did we relate to like ejaculating? How did we relate to climaxing pleasure, whether that be genital based pleasure or, you know, upper torso trap area type pleasure? It's like we probably, I mean, from a historical context, we probably didn't relate to it the same. Well, we definitely didn't, right? Because like, wasn't that shit like, isn't that the kind of the same, the exact kind of stuff that Christopher Ryan was talking about in Sex at Dawn, where it's like, it wasn't until the advent of agriculture that we started to relate to sexuality and coupling in a very different kind of way.
Mm.
Whereas before that, the more of like a tribal mentality was like, you know, it was just, everyone was just kind of, it was like the ultimate free love. Everyone was kind of doing it all together and the babies were being raised together and it was all, you know.
Yeah.
I honestly don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. And I'm sure there's somebody out there that's rolling their eyes so hard that they can see the back of their skull. But
well, what's funny is like 5 years ago or 6 years ago when we would have read that book, or maybe it was even earlier on, and it laid the foundation for sort of everything we've kind of done since with the podcast and in our relationship, is like, if we were to revisit that, we'd probably pick up a whole bunch more of the like context.
Definitely.
But I kind of had... I would be inclined to sort of say a similar thing as you. But what I was more talking about was like how we have come to separate sexuality out from everything else in our lives and pushed it into sort of like the shadows or the margins. Like maybe 4,000 years ago when you're rubbing oils on the sore muscles of warriors and maybe it leads into a hand job, there would have just been like, yeah, well, there's... I've just massaged the body. Do you know what I mean? But I don't know. Maybe we definitely have a difference now, though. We definitely have.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Like, you know, if you go to see a massage, if you go to get a massage and there's an option for a happy ending, they're highly likely that you're engaging in an activity that has some legal gray areas. Whereas going to a fucking massage therapist and getting a therapeutic treatment should all be above board, covered by your insurance.
Yeah.
There's none of that.
Sexy
business.
I did the massage, like the happy ending massage mm-hmm. once.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember walking into the establishment thinking to myself, because it is very set up like, this is a massage therapy place. Like, this is where you just come get massage. Like, it's not like, come in here and get jerked off.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we'll make you come. There was none of that. And so when I walked in, I remember almost immediately having this thought, like, there's no confusion in here. Like, there's no one that's going to come in here and not really...
Yeah,
that this isn't your typical like RMT massage therapy clinic.
Yeah.
There's something a little bit extra going on here. What's he up to? God, we can't record this fucking podcast with the dog in the street.
He's hey. He's getting into the pot, the potted plant.
Get out of the plant and come over here.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Yeah, I am right. I'm going to find a dog babysitter and we're not going to bring him back in the studio again.
So we wanted to make that distinction as we get into the episode. Because actually in announcing my intention to go back to school and study massage.
Did you have a bunch of people DM you on IG being like, can't wait for you to jerk me off?
No. But it turns out we have a lot of massage therapists that listen to the show. And
yeah, I guess we do, eh?
And I've been told by at least a couple of them to just make sure I never use the word masseuse.
Yes, and masseuse.
That's interesting because that was, you know, for a long time, the word that was used, or masseur, or masseur for a fella. But now, now that word seems to be specifically used by in sex work as a descriptor.
Which is funny because, like, if you Google masseuse, mm-hmm. it's a noun, which is a woman who provides massage professionally. That's all it is yeah. a noun. That's coming from the Oxford.
Right.
And then the first article is here's why you should never use the word masseuse.
Yeah. Right? Yeah.
Why is that, I wonder? Like, do we know the reason why masseuse is an offensive word, plus the challenges of a massage therapy career and how we're helping to overcome them? Over the past 6 years, we've been lucky enough to work with thousands of great massage professionals. And since launching, this is just I feel like this is just a fucking ad. There's a misconception that being a massage therapist is a frivolous pursuit. However, okay, fuck this fucking article. This is just a...
Yeah, I looked up the same thing and I found one that was a page run by massage therapists, but it was really... I found it kind of derogatory to sex workers. So
I feel like you're going to run into that for
yeah.
sure.
Yeah. And I don't know if there's like always like a, is there like just a tension between those two parties? Cause honestly, if like, you know, if we lived in a different time and sex work was like just a viable career choice for folks, I feel like probably more people would go into erotic massage because it looks all right and it sounds, from Lee Jagger, like not a bad way to spend your time.
Well, let's check this out.
Okay,
I just found this video.
All right,
now I don't know who knows where this will take us, but let's see here. So it says that ache in your back is not going away, and time to let a professional have at it. Time to call a masseuse. Or is it a massage therapist? A masseuse is a French word that refers to a female who practices massage. Males in the industry were known as masseurs. This video is fucking hilarious. However, due to certain unsavory connotations with the term, massage therapy... Oh my God, this is too fast! I can't fucking read that fast! Although masseuse has become to carry a negative connotation, although its base definition is quite simple. It means the same thing as massage therapist. Yeah, dude. To earn the title massage therapist, you have to study their craft and obtain state licensing. Mm-hmm. However, this doesn't mean that all massage therapists are the same.
Oh, there's tons of different types of massage therapy.
There are hundreds of different types of massage therapy, each requiring different education and practice. Popular ones include, but are not limited to, deep tissue, Swedish, hot stone, acupressure, shiatsu, reflexology, sports. To be licensed in the state of Florida, a massage therapist needs to complete 500... Okay, all right.
Yeah.
Who gives a fuck? All right.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. But anyway, that took me down a really interesting read through the history of massage therapy on Wikipedia. Feel free to get to read this this one thing that I found really funny, that because anything that comes out of the UK, I kind of have to giggle about. But the United Kingdom, it says, in terms of the history of massage therapy, it says the service of massage, or in quotations, physiological shampooing, was advertised in the Times from as early as 1880. 1880. Adverts claimed it as a cure for obesity, among other chronic ailments. Hmm. I think that's since been debunked. Actually, one really interesting, I think you'll like this from a science perspective, is it says in the Wikipedia article, massage is hindered from reaching the gold standard of scientific research, which includes placebo-controlled and double-blind clinical trials.
Just let him down. God damn. Donut, lay down and be just a donut.
So it goes on to say, developing a sham manual therapy for massage would be difficult, since even light touch massage could not be assumed to be completely devoid of effects on the subject. It would also be difficult to find a subject that would not notice that they were getting less of a massage, and it would be impossible to blind the therapist. So because it can't do that particular aspect of what's considered scientific trials, it has had trouble gaining the same amount of respect as a lot of other sort of treatments.
That's interesting.
Yeah, right? I thought so too. So I think that's all.
And a bit silly.
Yeah, that's all we really needed to say about massage therapy. I just wanted to be sure that all of our friends who are massage therapists who are listening don't get up in arms or not even up in arms, but feel like maybe we don't know the difference.
We most certainly.
We certainly do.
Do.
We certainly do. And our conversation with Lee is a really fun. I was really intrigued by Lee's story, and I think you will be too.
Mm-hmm. The gist of it is that no matter if it's a masseuse or a massage therapist, if you have $100 in your pocket, they will jerk you off at the end. And that is a guarantee. So just take that and use that however you like. Before we do throw into the episode, the one thing that I thought would be funny to talk about is that I put my condo up on Airbnb this summer just to... if every odd weekend, if someone's coming into the city to stay somewhere, they can stay at our lovely little spot. And one of the things about it is that fucking Jesus Christ, we can't fucking record this podcast with this little buddy. I'm going to bring your crate up here and you're going to get put in your crate and you'll just feel right at home and you'll go right to sleep. And now it's time to shut the fuck up. So one of the things when I have people stay at the condo that I have to remember to do is to deactivate my Spotify from Amazon Alexa. Because if I don't, then I'm out and about living my life in the world. And whoever's staying at my place is having a fucking party or whatever the fuck they're doing.
And you're tuned in.
And all of a sudden I get booted off my Spotify. And then I get on my Spotify and I can see what they're listening to.
Uh-huh. Tell
us
more.
In real time. Well,
what are people listening to while they're snuggling on the couch in your condo?
Well, we just recently had someone stay there, and turns out they were a fan.
Oh, fun!
Of Turn Me On.
Hi there.
And so they might be listening right now, and hopefully this isn't too embarrassing for them. But it was like later at night, and I was like noticing that I couldn't listen to a podcast. And so I was like, fuck me. They're playing music. And I like to listen to podcasts to go to sleep. So I had to use a different app. And so I woke up the next day and I went to my recently played because I was going to try to find, I was listening to Kurt Vile Radio. It was a really great playlist I had playing the other day.
And that's what they were listening to too?
No, that was gone. That was deep, deep, deep down in the recently, recently listened to. And so I was like, what are these fucking people listening to late at night in the condo?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I've got it here.
Is there a name of
I'm going to give you a list of the songs in order. So it started off with some Charlie XCX, I Love It.
I Love It.
Then they went on to, I think they were just looking for a specific I Love It because it went on to Lil Pump, I Love It. Then it went to Big Booty Ho.
Oh.
Then it went to Big Booty featuring Meg Thee Stallion.
Okay.
Then an episode of Turn Me On.
Oh. Oh, Kelsa Breeze.
And then into Shaggy, What's Love?
I don't know any of this music, but I'm just assuming it all along.
There's a lot of fuck jams in here.
Oh, I see.
There's a lot
smanging
of fuck.
It.
A lot of like, I pictured there was a striptease.
Yeah.
This is another situation where they were looking for one song and I think got two. What's Love featuring Akon by Shaggy.
Is that?
And then What's Love featuring Ja Rule and Ashanti by Fat Joe. And then there was an entire Fat Joe playlist. So things got real real sackful on it. It's an inside joke frame from anyone from Halifax. And then Wifey by NXT. Peaches and Cream.
Listeners, I hope you're making your own Smangit playlist with some of these titles.
Yeah, you want to have a fucking good time. Peaches and Cream, and then they finish it off with some more Shaggy with What's Love Again.
If you're watching this on Patreon, you probably just got a little bit of nipple from me.
Nice.
Putting that puppy down.
Nice. Vimeo, don't take us down. Patreon. Also, don't take us down, but if you want to see some nips, go to patreon.com/jerman. No, you should stick to it. That's we'll probably get a couple patrons from that.
Yeah.
All right, folks. Sorry this intro was so fucking chaotic. Honest to God, it's really hard to get work done with this dog, and so there hasn't been any like prep or anything like that on my end. Not that there normally is, but there's at least some focus that I bring to the table, and I haven't had an ounce of it. So very, very sorry about that. But we're throwing into a conversation with Lee Jagger that I think will just leave you feeling right. Just right. Great. Just right. Great. Right. Great. And listen to that. And we love you and thank you for your support. And we hope you enjoy this week's episode with our conversation with Lee Jagger. We are rocking and rolling with our new friend today, Lee Jagger. go ahead, Bridie.
It sounds like a rock. We're ready to rock.
I mean, that's what I know. That's why I said that. It's such a fucking rock name, Lee Jagger. Lee, so that our listeners don't get confused with what you do for a living, why don't you give yourself a little intro and introduce yourself to all of the Termion fans out there.
Yeah, thank you so much. I am Lee Jagger, and I am the CEO and founder of Rock the Bedroom. And ooh. I empower women in the bedroom. I help them feel confident and sexy and playful and creative. And it's a very fun job.
Mm-hmm. It sounds fun. It sounds liberating.
I'm picturing what it looks like to go to work each day. And I just picture like sort of a Mary Poppins like approach to showing up, and you take out your big bag and you just like rehearse with people.
Yeah, I do a lot of coaching. I do a lot of, I have a lot of online programs that people go through, but I have a coaching program, which is my favorite because I actually get to, you know, roll up my sleeves literally, and get in there with women and help them feel empowered through the use of erotic massage. You would think that's all only for the guys, like the guys are the only ones benefiting there. But it's actually all about women. And like you said, Jeremy, like liberation, empowerment. Mm. You know, there's a lot of women who are not feeling totally empowered in the bedroom. And there's a lot of internal dialogue and doubt and shame and guilt and all sorts of negative thoughts going on in women's minds when they're in the bedroom. And I help them with that. And I help them become a sex goddess instead.
That sounds like a way better alternative. I'm really curious because we've talked about some like sex coaching or coaching for folks with confidence and issues in the bedroom, but we've never really tapped onto erotic massage specifically. And I would love to like dive in there. Like what counts as erotic massage and how does it facilitate that kind of confidence that you want to bring to people?
I love that. So yeah, let's just clarify what erotic massage is. So in most people's minds, they go straight for the hand job and they're picturing like plain old up and down, called Fast and Furious, usually. It's a way to get him hard. It's a way to get him an orgasm. It's sort of a, it, to most people, it feels like a means to an end. You know, it's not one of those things that women are thinking as they're, you know, going into the bedroom with a guy for the first time. Oh, okay, I'm going to give him the best hand job he's ever had. No, you're thinking, you know, like intercourse or like, you know, the hand job just seems like the pregame show to the main event.
Right.
Right. And
the tailgate party.
It's the tailgate party just to get him warmed up and in the mood. But really, well, at least the way I teach it, it's so much more than that. I would describe it like a slow Sunday drive along the scenic route of his body, you know, like driving along the coast and meandering along all of the curves. And it doesn't have to last long, but it needs to feel leisurely and indulgent and sensual. And the woman gets to be in the driver's seat. So that's what erotic massage in, is in my world. It's this slow dance. It's a pampering of your man. It's not a means to an end. It is the main event.
What does this work look like? I mean, you know, like this is, this sounds like something that I know probably a lot of people listening to be like, yeah, I would love to fucking feel that way, or have, have that mindset going into a date. What does
I would like to own the bedroom.
Yeah. What does the work look like? You know, is it like, do you focus on the,
like the technique?
Or is it focused on like the specific communication, or is it more so focused on like your own self dialogue with yourself and, you know, like the way that you, you talk about yourself, those types of things? Or is it more so like Bridie said, technique of like dialed in, you know, try this on and see how it works out kind of thing?
I would say all of the above.
Sure.
And all of those are important. Like, well, for people who are in my coaching program, yeah, we can like dive deep into, okay, so what's going on for you in the bedroom? Like, why did that feel awkward when you did that? Or when your partner responded in this way, how did that make you feel? Why did that give you a charge? Like, yeah, we can definitely go into what's going on for you, because everyone's had a different experience in the bedroom, some more traumatic than others. And so, yeah, we definitely dive deep into the psychological, mental aspect of it. And also there's, I mean, a ton of techniques. Yes. It's like you need to have some tools in your sexual toolbox, so to speak, in order, you know, like if someone says, okay, I'd like you to get up on that stage in front of hundreds of people, you got an audience, and I want you to tell some jokes and make them laugh. You have no jokes in your back pocket. That's a scary place to be.
Yeah.
No one likes to perform totally unprepared. So in the bedroom, if you got no skills, then that's a little disconcerting, you know, like that used to be me, where guy was, you know, doing lots of yummy things on me, you know, all the foreplay and all that, just imagine all the yumminess. There's so much. And I couldn't reciprocate. I did not know how to touch a guy's parts. So instead of looking bad in bed, I preferred to look selfish in bed. And I did not reciprocate. Well, my version of reciprocating was open my legs. Okay, he's really looking for intercourse anyway. Okay, let's just speed things along and fast track it towards intercourse, because that's what he's wanting anyway. And I would rather just put out and look like a slightly selfish lover by not totally basking in all the yummy foreplay I could do on him. I'd rather do that than look bad in bed.
Right.
So yeah. And that ended up totally turning me off sex. I would be thinking of ways not to have sex when the guy came home after work. You know, like it was horrible. Mm. And I loved him, but I just didn't want to have sex with him. And I realized after the fact that it was because I was having the wrong kind of sex. Mm. And I was having the wrong kind of sex because I didn't know how to I didn't know how to keep up my end of the foreplay.
How did you
bedroom,
figure that
which
out?
Was my oh well I so I ended up okay, I'll tell you a little story. This is really fun. So I got a call one day. I had an ad on Craigslist for Swedish massage offering to do that work. And a lady called me one day and she said, you know, I bought this office and I let go a bunch of girls who didn't actually know how to massage, but you look like you know how, what you're doing. Have you ever thought of erotic massage? And I'm like, is that with a happy ending? I had no idea. That whole world was a complete mystery to me. And she said, yeah, it is. And I said, yeah, that's not my dealio. Thank you very much. Because I didn't know how to do a happy ending. I'm certainly not well enough to charge for it. And the idea of, like, I had the stereotype in my head of the kind of guys who would look for such services. I'm like, ooh, ew, heebie-jeebies, old creepy dudes. Oh, I don't know about that. That's not my highest excitement. And so I said no, but she threw out some dollar figures of what people made. And at the time, I had been homeless for a while with my young son. Oh my gosh. And I at the moment I was living in the living room of a hoarder's house. Like, it was not a good situation. It was a low point in my life. So I was desperate. I was literally hungry. And so when she threw out the dollar figure of what I could be making, I'm like, oh, my God, I could make more in a day than I've seen in the last 6 months.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, you know what? You can take one for the team. Just a couple weeks, 2-3 weeks, get ahead. Yeah, bite the bullet, right? Like a mother will do anything to feed her kid. Mm-hmm. So I went in and the first guy on the table, oh my gosh, he was like 31 or something. He was in the military, so he had a great body. He was beautiful. He was like hot. And we had a conversation. He was smart. He was funny. Like, it was awesome. And I did a forehand where I was on one side of the table and a seasoned pro was on the other side of the table. She kind of took control. I just kind of dipped my toes in the water, so to speak. And afterwards, I'm like, dang, that wasn't as bad as I thought it would be. And I said, hey, can I like come back tomorrow, do another forehand with you? And she said, well, actually, I'm double booked right now. I've got this one guy, but this other guy wants to come in. Can you take this other guy? Like
you're one foot already. You already got on that train. You are now on that train.
Momentum was going. And I'm like, oh, if I go home, I might not come back tomorrow. Because, that was a lot. I'm writing a whole book about the experience. But anyway, so I said, yeah. I'm like, oh, just, you know what? Fake it till you make it. He's never going to know. So I'm like, okay, all right, let's do this. I go in. Client number two. Old creepy dude.
Yeah, right.
Oh my gosh. So I'm like, but you know what? Lee, you're totally prejudging this guy. He's probably hasn't been touched in years. Like, have a heart, right? Like, everyone needs love. So I was very professional. I'm doing my thing. He has no interest in conversation. He doesn't want to know who I am. No rapport is built, like complete opposite experience from that first guy where I was enjoying myself. This guy, it was a little creepy.
It's a job.
It was a job. And then halfway through the session, unannounced, he jumps off the table and says, okay, you get on the table. I'm going to massage you now. And I'm like, what just happened in my room? Oh my God, I'm the one supposed to be in control. I had no idea until I did not have control of the room. And the door's locked. Like no one, I'm on my own here. Mm. And I finally got this guy back on the table and I finished the session. I was really proud of myself for staying professional. And I realized, oh my gosh, Lee, this is big girl panty time. Like, this work is way more than what meets the eye. You don't even know your boundaries. Of course, the guy busted right through your boundaries. You didn't articulate any. Mm. You don't know how to enforce them. You don't know what's acceptable, what's not acceptable for you in the bedroom. And this looks exactly like what happens in your bedroom. Mm-hmm. You just go along with whatever the guy wants and you don't have a voice in the bedroom. You're not expressive. You're not communicative. And so I thought, oh my gosh, it was guy number two that made me do this work. And I did that work for 6 years and 2000 penises later, I ended up figuring out a lot of ways to touch a penis. Mm. And it was, right off the bat, I was super busy. I was the new girl on the block. People saw my ad. Oh, who's this? I saw like 5 to 7 guys a day, 7 days a week.
Wow.
Yeah. So I don't know, about 6 weeks in, I start getting carpal tunnel.
Oh, like, yeah. I can imagine.
Hands.
Wait, did you go to, like, did you have a professional background in massage at any point in your life?
I would not say professional. I took a college course. It was like an 8-week program or something on how to do Swedish massage. So I knew the basics.
Yeah.
Mm. Am I a CMT? No, not at all. Mm-hmm. I knew the basics at the time. I mean, now I'm an amazing massage therapist because I had years of experience. But at the time, no, I knew just enough. So that added to my whole, oh my God, how am I going to, how am I going to make it in this kind of profession? Like, not only the happy ending, but the massage part too. But during the happy ending, that's actually the physically the most strenuous part of the whole massage because it's all fine motor skills. You're using your hands. Mm. I can't use, like the heel of my hand or my elbow or my body weight. It's just all fine motor skills. So I start getting cramped up in my hands during the happy ending. And I'm like, oh my gosh, my left hand is going to fall off. I can't, like, he's not having an orgasm yet. I can't stop. What am I going to do? My hand's literally cramping up. So I would take it off his penis, keep the right hand going, and I'd like reach around and do something with his scrotum. And oh my God, he moaned. That was good. Mental note. Okay. And then my right hand's getting sore. So, okay, I got to mix it up a little bit. Okay, let's do something with his perineum. Ooh, he totally squirmed out of his skin. All right. Mental note. Awesome. So I start just out of self-preservation, started finding all these different ways instead of plain old up and down, which I call spaghetti, by the way. I've named all of my 69 techniques after food. And spaghetti is only one thing to enjoy regarding his genitals. Mm. But I just had to mix it up and I had to find all these different areas. And it led to it being, instead of whacking him off, it led erotic massage in my room anyway, to look more like a beautiful dance, it was a massage as well. It was slow and sensual and pampering and a really like up-leveling the care for a man. It wasn't just servicing him. It was loving on him. And so, yeah, I did that for 6 years and I got really good at it. And I realized one day, oh my gosh, now in my bedroom, I was no longer the sexual wallflower. Mm-hmm. I was no longer afraid to initiate. Like, I was a badass in the bedroom. And I thought, oh my gosh, if I'd known this in my 20s, and I'm now like 52 now, if I'd known this decades ago, my sex life would have been completely different. I can't be the only one wondering what the hell to do in a bedroom. And so it turned out I wasn't. And so that led me to teaching it because I thought this educate, like how to touch your man 101 is not offered in any college course that I know.
Yeah, right.
So, and other than, the odd demos on cucumbers and stuff, you can't really find a lot out there on the web. Other than porn, and God, don't take that as education. That's entertainment. Do not take notes when it comes to porn. That's no, nobody, the guys, the girls, nobody wants you to do that. No. So I teach this now.
Turn Me On Podcast. We'll be back after this short break.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
What strikes me about this whole story is like, what a great opportunity you've had to, because you're not in the sexual experience, like losing yourself in it. So you have had this opportunity to observe all of what you're talking about. And like, I would imagine your body language reading skills are really good.
Off the charts.
Yeah. Yes. So I'm wondering if you can tell some of the different experiences you've had that are different, because there's been a couple of penises I've massaged in my day that have not reacted as I expected. And I often kind of wondered about like how often, because I find reading the body language a really important part of any sexual encounter, like when I'm in it, and I'm really aware of when someone doesn't seem aware of my body language,
right?
Or like receptive to like the way that I'm moving, or like I think in the absence of using a lot of verbal cues, like, oh, that feels good, or yes, more of that, or harder, or whatever. A lot of my technique has been, it's like, show that with your breathing and your body language and et cetera. Now, what about penis owners okay. So my sister taught me how to give hand jobs and blow jobs. Okay. And one of her main pieces of advice that has stumped me only on a couple of occasions is that if you're giving a hand job or a blow job, you will notice a certain rocking of the hips that will sort of guide the pace, like the pace and the rhythm that's coming from him. But I've encountered a couple of penis holders who are just rigid. They just are totally rigid, and there is no rocking of the hips. So it's, and like, there's a bit of like holding of the breath. And I'm like, is this me or?
No.
Or is something going on here? Okay.
Well, most likely, no, it's not you. I can't even count of the 2,000 guys, over 2,000 guys, like a lot would be laying there like they're dead. You know? And yeah. I know what I'm doing to you. I know how many brain cells I'm blowing up right now. I know. Because I've had, you know, like hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of other clients who are like, what the hell just happened? No one's ever touched me like that. You feel like an octopus. I don't even know what you're doing with your hands. And that was better than sex. Like, I think I just had a conversation with God right now. So I know what I do is good. And yet, yeah, there'd be this guy who's laying there like he's dead.
Stiff as a board.
Stiff as a board. No rocking. Not even like, I'm thinking, I almost want to put my head, my ear on his chest to find out if he's still breathing. Because it's not even an elevation of breathing. Like, oh, he's breathing harder, faster, whatever. Like, even the orgasm is sort of like, unless I saw cum coming out of his penis, I would not have known he had an orgasm.
Right.
So, Bridie, it's probably not you.
How do you unlock those ones? How do you unlock those guys? You're just like...
maybe it's not about unlocking them, you know, it's like if you know, I'm just thinking about like if I was putting myself in that scenario and that's how I was that non-reaction was how I was reacting.
Yeah.
My guess would be that perhaps there's something in there, whether it's a confidence thing or a, you know, like a or just like a habitual thing where it's like that's what has felt good in the past, like just being still. And
yeah,
you know, it's like, I think everybody has a really different way. Cause that's the thing is I've been with a number of partners who, where like there's not a lot of audible reaction, and I went to theater school. Like and comedy was my thing.
Yelling it for the lady in the background.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm going, I need to hear it. Like if I'm not hearing it, I got to go back to school, you know, like it's so, but then to hear afterwards and like, you know, in-depth conversation after connection, it's like, no, that was fucking awesome. I'm just not a vocal being, you know, and maybe, I think maybe some people just aren't, maybe not and like, not vocal and not physical, you know, just kind of lay and be blissed out.
I like what you're saying, Jeremy, because it, when you're really free in the bedroom, when you're really lost in the sensation, and then you're not trying to perform for your partner. Mm. You're not like, it's not about them. It's all about you really basking in the bliss that you are in. So yes, in those cases, sometimes that means it looks like you're asleep because you're just so lost, which is wonderful. And I mean, what I would say to some people, when I can sense that it's not that, when I can sense that there's more like there's issues, as in maybe they've been shamed in the past, you know, maybe there's some blockage where they don't feel safe to express, or you know, there's that thing going on, and I can tell the difference. Then I'll say something like, okay, so just so you know, you can try to hide what I'm doing to you. I know exactly what I'm doing to you. I know exactly how you're feeling right now. And I say it all very, you know, sexy, mm-hmm. and teasing and flirty and all that. And then I'll say, you can try all you like, but I know what's going on because I am deliberately giving you all of these yummy sensations. And I am trying my best to make you moan and squirm under my touch. For one, it turns me on. Two, it lets me know that I'm hitting all the right buttons. Mm-hmm. So it kind of lets them know that, hey, if I moan if I let myself, you know, squirm or breathe, or if I let myself react to what she's doing, because internally I'm reacting. Mm-hmm. And I can see their muscles twitching and that certain muscles contracting and everything. So, but they're trying to keep it under wraps. And if I let them know it's safe to not keep it under wraps, like that's not something I'm going to shame them about, but I'm going to relish in. Mm. And to let them know that, okay, if you want me to do more of that, let me know.
Right, right.
Because I'm happy to do more of that thing that's making you lose your mind. But if I don't know you're losing your mind, I might go on to something else.
Mm-hmm.
So there's that aspect too. And to come back to what you were initially saying, Bridie, is that I don't know if you were insinuating that maybe sometimes when you're going down on a guy, maybe his penis itself is not reacting. Like,
no,
maybe
the penis is reacting usually hard, but then like just like maybe also just like the legs are straight. And
are they stiff?
I'm acting it from the bottom down.
Are you sure you're not blowing a dead dude? He's like cold and blue and stiff. And he actually hasn't said anything for the last like 3 days. I met him in a black bag.
Well, and you guys are young, so you know, as you get older, some guys will have difficulty having an erection. That's why I brought that up. Mm. And in that case, like, not all men are going to have an erection. They could be totally turned on, but it's not going to happen due to stress, due to medication, diabetes, surgery. There's lots of different reasons why a guy can't get it up. And it may have nothing to do with you and what you're doing. But do keep this in mind. One thing that women get wrong about the penis is that when it's soft, there's nothing that she can do with it. Oh, my God. There's so much that you could do.
It's like almost easier to have it in your mouth. I mean, just put it in your mouth. It's like there's so much extra space.
It's like any physical object. You're not choking on it. You know, you can do lots of things with lots of different objects, and it's, you know, it's there. So
it's
you can
there,
do something with it.
And I think, like, maybe women think that there's a deadening of the nerve endings or something when he's not as hard. Oh, no. He can feel a lot when he's soft. And he can get he can have an orgasm while being completely flaccid. So there's not so much pushing from the tip down to the base of the shaft. There's more pulling involved if you're, you know, stroking the actual penis. So you can modify what you're doing. So if you know a bunch of erotic massage techniques and you're like, oh, okay, but I can't do any of these on a soft penis because it's not allowing me to do this. There are ways to modify almost all the techniques that I teach. And I have a whole module in one of my course, Erotic Massage Mastery, has a whole module dedicated to the flaccid penis. Because I guarantee you, Bridie, you will come across a guy at some point in your life where you're like, shit, what am I doing wrong? Because this guy's, it's not happening. But it's probably not you.
So if you were to, you know, for any of our listeners out there right now that are hearing this stuff and feeling kind of excited about the idea of learning more from what you offer, what would be like one thing that you would suggest to someone listening right now that they could like spice up the fun in the bedroom like tonight, that they could try today and see what comes of it?
Well, okay, so just like as in right now, if you happen to be listening to this podcast in this moment, you are for some crazy reason, you're listening to a podcast and you're in bed with a guy. Here's what you do. It could happen, right? This is a spicy topic.
I think it does
this
happen.
This just might, you know, turn you on. So like in this moment right now, I would say guys, girls, I'm talking to everybody here. No matter what you're doing, no matter what it is, oral, manual manipulation, intercourse, whatever, massage, anything, take what you're doing and slow it down. When you think you're going slow enough, you're still going too fast. Go a little slower. And that sounds like an oversimplification, but I am telling you, okay, repeat after me, everybody. Slow equals moan. The slower you go, the better it will feel to both parties. You know, like, and it's counterintuitive because you think, okay, so, you know, there's this frenzy starting to happen and, you know, you're getting all hot and heated and the tendency is to go faster. But I'm inviting you to nip that in the bud and go a little slower. Mm. Oh my gosh. It will change everything. And
I think it adds a little bit of like vulnerability too,
mm-hmm.
because yeah. there's like, you're not rushing through your uncomfortable feelings. You really have to kind of be with.
Yeah. And it also, it makes your partner feel like you're kind of basking in this a bit. You're not in a hurry to get it over with. Mm. You know, you're like, let's stay in it. This feels good. Let's stay here for a little while. And like I have a free resource for people. If you're more visual and you want to see something, and it is very slow, because slow is the absolute foundation to everything that I do. It's highly underrated. Oh my gosh. And there's a free thing on my website, rockthebedroom.com. And it's called Drive Him Wild. It's right at the top. And you can learn it in like 3 minutes and do it today. And it will rock his world or her world. This is transferable. The guy could do this on the girl too. It will feel amazing to her as well. Mm. And it's very counterintuitive. But anyone can do it. Super, super easy. Oh my gosh. It will rock their world.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Lee, thank you. This has been really, really fun. And you just mentioned it there, but just one more time. How can people stay up to date with what you're up to? How can people follow along and get in touch?
So my main website is rockthebedroom.com. I have an event coming up July 21st, and that is on rockthebedroom.com/signup, SIGNUP. Sweet. And it's a 5-day event, 90 minutes a day, where I take women. Sorry, guy. Well, actually, not sorry, guys. You're going to benefit from this, but it's for women only, the event, where I show them how to step into their big girl panties and embrace their inner sex goddess. And I will be doing live erotic massage demos, which she will actually be following along with a guy at home. It's very hands-on challenge. Yes, it's awesome. And that's coming up real soon. So check that out at rockthebedroom.com/signup.
Amazing. Thank you, Lee. This has been
can
really
I just
fun.
Say, can I say something? I can't wait to read your book. I wish we had time to like, I'm really curious about your story. I really admire folks who have found their way into the industry that you have learned so much from. And I hope that we'll be able to like all share stories of like how we've participated in that and supported our families through that and help to legitimize that as so it's not so right? scary it's for folks because yeah. it sounds like an incredibly life-changing and empowering experience yeah. for you and I've seen lots of other people have a similar experience. It's nice to hear those stories and not just the propaganda and the news about
yeah about sex. I appreciate you having a safe space like this to help normalize conversations like this so that people aren't so afraid to come out of the closet and tell their story. It took me years before I would tell anybody what I did for that very reason, afraid of persecution. Yeah, the stigma, and I would be stereotyped just like I stereotyped people who got these services and who provided these services.
Yeah.
And I had to work through that on my own with myself. Oh my God. I'm not a slut. I'm a mom. I'm a person. And this is my profession and I'm making the best of it. And I'm transforming women's lives as a result of it. So I'm very proud of those 6 years that I spent. So thank you for being a light in this world, helping us shine ours. Really appreciate that.
Well, we appreciate you, and thanks for taking time out of your day today. This has been really fun.
Thank you.
Okie dokie. That was our conversation with Lee Jagger.
Ah, I can't wait. I can't wait to.
So you gonna do it?
I can't wait to defend my boundaries.
Are you gonna? Oh, sorry. I thought you can't. So you're saying you can't wait to do her course?
No, you know. Oh, yeah, that's right.
Are you gonna be able to do it?
I think yeah. I think I am gonna be able to do it, and I'm really super curious. And I will report back. It's going to be a busy couple of weeks. If you are a patron and you would like to be our close friend on Instagram, then make sure that you send us your handle. I know some of you are our patrons and follow us already, or we follow you. But if you want to be on the close friends, make a note to let us know so that we don't miss anybody.
And if you already did send us your handle and you didn't, you haven't seen any like close friends stories from either Bridie, myself, or the Termion account.
Yeah.
Send it to us again, because we might have missed, it might have slipped through the cracks.
Yeah. And I don't, just like, so you know, I do the, mostly I do the Termion Instagram these days in terms of posting and following and doing the stories. And I also personally just like don't post too often or close friend stories at all, really, very often. But I intend to use that medium to sort of show you what's going on behind the scenes as we do our season three, and maybe as I take this class next week with Lee, and so on and so forth. So let us know, and we will
make
sure.
Was he biting you?
No, he wasn't biting. He's just squirming. Just squirming it up. Squirming
away. Squirmy, wormy. Fucking love him so much. All right, well, folks, thanks again for tuning in. We hope you enjoyed that. We will be back next week, as we always are, with something fun and interesting and engaging, as always.
We've started our countdown to our 200th episode. We've only got like three more to go.
200 episode 200 coming up.
Holy smokes.
Fast and hard. So listen, if you want to support the podcast and you don't have the financial stability to do it on Patreon, you can support the podcast by just giving us a follow on Spotify or leaving a rating and review on Apple Podcasts. That would just be great, dandy, and have the cojones to just recommend the podcast to your mother and see how that goes. And if you don't have a mother, then just recommend it to somebody else's mother. and I think that's it. Love you all. I gotta fucking get the fuck out of here and take this dog out to pee so he doesn't piss all over the floor.
We love you. Thanks for listening. And I think that's all for this week.
So until next week,
go touch yourself.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.